Well, now he's just getting around to preaching. And here we go. Okay, we've been doing songs and some of the songs out of the Bible. And I said that Exodus 15 was the first song in the Bible, and Moses is magnifying the Lord with the people for the great deliverance that he has wrought for them. He has triumphed gloriously. And then I said there's a song in the New Testament, the first song in the New Testament, that also magnifies the Lord. It makes him great. He is great. But in our hearts, in our appreciation, in our eyes, is the Lord great? He wants us to know him better so that we might see him as the great one. And I believe the first song in the New Testament is the song of Mary. It's found in the first chapter of Luke. And the 46th verse, Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked on the humble estate of his servant. For behold, from now on all generations will call me blessed, for he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name." So this is the song that I was thinking about looking at with you tonight, but it is the song that we will look at, the Lord willing, tomorrow morning. But in light of what we have just heard, I wanted to read these first few verses. This song comes from a meeting that was, you kind of wish you could have been there. There were just two women at this meeting, Elizabeth, an old lady, Mary, a very young woman, and the Lord was there. And in a way, John the Baptist was there too. Remember how it says that he moved in Elizabeth's womb, so she felt him kicking. He was leaping. She said, for joy. How could she know that he was leaping for joy? Well, maybe she knew that it had been said that he would be filled with the Spirit from his mother's womb. And when he heard Mary coming to visit Elizabeth, he gave that kick, and it was something that she knew was an expression of joy. Joy in the Lord. Joy in salvation. But that's not what we want to talk about tonight or tomorrow. Tonight, going along with what we've heard, what a great testimony we heard tonight. My soul doth magnify the Lord. And Mary magnified the Lord. Mary made him great. Yes, she was thankful for the promise that came to her and what it meant to her. And she says, he's done to me great things, or done great things for me. But then it's all about how great and how mighty and how glorious the Lord is. And we'll take a closer look at that tomorrow. But my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. Did your heart rejoice tonight when you heard that story that Brother Paul told? And the way he told it showed that God did it. God went after him. God drew him back. God works in such marvelous ways. Just the other meeting, we said God works in a mysterious way his wonders to perform. We don't know always what he's about or how he plans to do, what he wants to do. But God loves us, and God is working in the behalf of his people. And God saw Brother Paul's heart, and God worked in him to bring him back in such an unusual and wonderful way. Perhaps God has been speaking to your heart in these days, and oh, we ought to respond to his loving call, and we'll never be sorry that we have done so. He will lead us on in ways. He doesn't promise that they will be easy, but they end in glory. And we're so thankful that we know a God like that who loves us, who has a loving design over all of his people and wants to conform them to the image of his Son. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. We sing a little chorus sometimes. It's been a while, so I'm not sure if there are too many of us that remember this, but we sing this at home. We sing verse 46, well, starting with my soul, and 47 and 49. I guess it's closer to the King James Version, but it's so easy to follow. I think we'd all like to magnify the Lord tonight. Magnify the Lord with me, blessed Lamb of Calvary, for his grace so rich and free. Magnify the Lord with me. Magnify the Lord with me, blessed Lamb of Calvary. Jesus gives us liberty. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. See, I fooled you, that wasn't it? Okay. My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. For he that is mighty hath done great things, and holy is his name. My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. For he that is mighty hath done great things, and holy is his name. Once more, my soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. For he that is mighty hath done great things, and holy is his name. I know that so many of you here would testify that way. I just want to magnify the Lord. Oh, that he might be great in my life, greater in my estimation, in my appreciation, that I might show the world how wonderful he is to me. He is mighty, and he has done to me great things. Holy is his name. And so we do want to praise our Savior all the day long. We want to be those who just give ourselves to him and live to please him, to be clay in the potter's hands, trusting him, obeying him, loving him, walking before him day by day, all along this pilgrim way, to be just what he wants us to be. Well, that's what Mary was like. Be it unto me according to your word. Let it be as you have said. O Lord, we want to surrender to you like that. Be great in our lives. Be the one, Lord. Be the one who rules and reigns in our hearts, Lord. Oh, we want to give ourselves to you, even tonight at the close of this meeting, and pray that you will work in us a purer trust and a fuller obedience and a greater devotion and holier consecration to you, Lord. And we pray that we shall ever walk following our shepherd, our good shepherd, who leads us in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Oh, our souls do magnify the Lord. Our spirits rejoice in you. This was the whole Mary. It was like, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in my God. He looked upon me. He has done great things for me. Let's stand, and let's sing that again. My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. For he that is mighty hath done great things, and holy is his name. Oh, we praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. You are the great one, Lord. You are the great one. You are Almighty God. We give ourselves to you, Lord. You are the treasure in these jars of clay. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The excellency of the power is of you, Lord, and not of us. Oh, we thank you, praise you, praise you, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. O Jesus, Lord and Savior, I give myself to thee, for thou in thy atonement didst give thyself for me. Maybe those who would like to stay and wait before the Lord. Maybe he's dealing with you and you want to stay and settle things with him. Or maybe there's something that you would like others to pray with you over. Please feel free. And we can stay and wait before God, and others will want to go to their places. I thank you for what you've done. When I've asked you to leave quietly and respect those that are staying to pray, it's been remarkable. I don't think I've ever noticed that kind of cooperation and respect. So sometimes it got pretty quiet in here, and I didn't hear a sound from outside. I guess that's something to thank the parents for too. But let's just all walk with the Lord tonight and go to our places when we go in him, and he'll give us a good refreshing rest and work in our hearts, even even during the night, he did that, as we heard, and he can do that. He can do that for all of us. Sister Mary, would you pray with us, please? Thank you.
Thank you, Lord, for loving us so much.
Thank you,
Lord. Whether we're here or in our cabin with our children or find ourselves with our open Bible before us, Lord, we want you to speak and continue to draw us. Make us what you want us to be. And thank you for this opportunity to be here and to seek you and find you and search for you with all of our hearts. Bless us this night. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So the Lord bless you all. Thank you. Oh, Jesus, I pray.